You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My name's Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. The intent of this program is to, well, basically study the Bible and go through the Bible book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse. And a little more than just reading it, we want to dig into it, see how it applies to our life today, see how much meat we can get out of it. And because this is about biblical studies, well, we're going to look into everything, every aspect of it. What some people say is not important, well, it's not important to them, but if it's in the Scripture, it's important to me. So we're going to cover everything and leave nothing behind. And if you see something that I don't see or I may neglect, you can email me. Find an email link there at my website, crosstheborder.org, and send me an email. Comments, questions, challenges, insights, whatever you may have. Put on the subject line, Cross the Border, or my name, Nicholas, so that I can identify that email out of the hundreds that we get here, and I can process it properly. If it's a question, I'll answer it, at least by the email, or I may answer it on the air. If it's a comment, well, know that I read them all, even if I don't answer them all, because some of them don't seem to require answers. So I thank you for the comments, and especially for the questions and anything that you may have that would pertain to biblical studies in any way. crosstheborder.org. And like I said, put on the subject line there, Nicholas, or Cross the Border, so that I'll know what the email is when I see it. Okay, we're in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1. The Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, the Lord, is pronouncing the judgment. He tells them what is going to happen when the judgment comes upon Judah. He says, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, the bones of his princes, the bones of the priests, the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven whom they have loved. Of course, there's a reference to their idolatrous, whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people, Jerusalem, slid back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spoke not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into battle. It's like dumb animals. They keep doing wickedness, like a horse that rushes into the battle. Yea, the stork in heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. And here he is. You have Jeremiah out here crying out at the gate of the temple. These words, nobody's listening to him. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen and the scribe is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore I will give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least of even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. And you know, to bring that up to today's, even from the, say, the evangelist to the pastor, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed the abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith Yahuwah. I will surely consume them, saith Yahuwah. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the thing that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God, for Yahuwah our God, hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against him. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horse was heard from Dan, and the whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come, and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith Yahuwah. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? They have provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities. Strange vanities. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people I am hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. There is no balm in Gilead. Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of thy daughter of my people recovered? Chapter 9, verse 1, the book of Jeremiah. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Jeremiah. And here's the phrase that gave him the name as of the weeping prophet. Yes, should we all weep for America? He's weeping because it's all lost. He's pronouncing this word of judgment. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. You ever feel like crying, but the tears just don't come? Verse 2, oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongues and like a bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. Wow, I know what that feels like. I live in the land. I live on the land, designated California. They even have a program now called Californication. Yes. And I know a lot of people will say it's time to leave California. The government is totally backward, constantly passing wickedness, giving licentiousness, giving license to the people to practice wickedness, adultery, murder, homosexuality, and that isn't good enough for the homosexuals. They want to redefine the word marriage. I mean, a picture in my mind. I got a picture of a man and a wife. That's a man and a woman, for those of you that don't understand that in California. And okay, now I have a picture of there are two men. What's different? If one is called marriage, how can the other be called marriage when it is something different? No, they want to redefine the words so that a picture of two men or two women is the same as the picture of a man and a woman. Oh, none of those pictures are equal. Two are equal in abomination. A man and a man acting like a man and a wife. A woman and a woman acting like a man and a wife does not equal a man and a wife. Only one of the three is marriage. Well, but they're trying to redefine the word because they're not satisfied with license to do evil. Why aren't they satisfied with the license to do evil? They have the license to do evil. They can live together. They can commit their abomination all they want. They can even get the same civil rights, the same financial rights. They already have all of that, but it's not good enough because they hate what our Creator has established, and they want to make their licentiousness equal to what is lawful. It will never be. They can redefine the words for their own vocabulary, for their own gods, to make their own laws, but it'll never pass in heaven. It won't change the word of God, which stands forever and ever, because he said, my word stands forever. His word will never license wickedness, ever. And all of those who practice wickedness will perish, while his word will last. They will perish with all of their licentiousness and all of their traditions and all of their legal machinations and all of their law books and all of their cases and all of their high priests will all perish. But the word of our God, the word of Yahuwah, will last forever. Take ye heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. And they will deceive every one his neighbor. And every one, they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit an iniquity. You know, I grew up in the public fool system. I watched the TV and all of the situation comedies and all of the movies. I grew up doing those things in a world, and they taught me lies. They taught me idolatry. Everyone lied, and I believed the lies until one day that someone gave me a King James Bible. And I started reading it. And the Heavenly Father, well, he touched me. Yeah, hear that song? He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Yes, he did. And I was walking down the road one day reading that King James Bible. And I had my own Damascus Road experience. Only it was on Plymouth Road. It was the road from Detroit to Plymouth, Michigan. And I was walking from Livonia to Plymouth on that road, coming from a little country church, reading that Bible, that $1 cheap Bible that they gave me, King James Version, but it didn't matter because the words were rich beyond reason, beyond the pages of the book, beyond the value of the cheap $1 Bible that they gave me as a gift. And I was reading in the Old Testament there, and the Spirit of God, His Holy Spirit, came upon me. And he spoke to me. Well, I didn't hear him audibly, but something was going on. And he offered me the adoption. Right there on the side of the road, I was reading these words, that he is a father to a fatherless and a help to widows. And I was walking down that road, and I was fatherless. And that's why he adopted me. He offered me the adoption, and I accepted right there on the side of the road. And, well, things have never been the same. That's right. I learned that I had been taught lies all my life. It's been a long journey and a hard journey. It's been hard to learn. I was stubborn, I'll tell you that much. But he put up with my stubbornness and he got through to me. Because I'll tell you what, when he committed to adopt me, well, he knew what he was taking on. He wasn't surprised at my stubbornness. I mean, I was like an ass, you know, like a stubborn animal. Because everything I had learned was wrong. I had a lot to unlearn. How about you? Well, if you love the truth, you know exactly what I'm saying. Because most of us grew up and came out of the same wilderness, the same Babylon, the same Egypt, the same Sodom and Gomorrah. He brought us out and delivered us out of that slavery. And he teaches us obedience to his law and his word. And he teaches us that to love him means that we want to do only the things that please him. Come out of her, my people. He cries. That's what Jeremiah cried. But the people wouldn't come for the most part. There will be a remnant that will hear the voice of the prophet Jeremiah, that will hear the voice of his servants proclaiming his word, whatever venue he gives them, wherever he sends them, to voice and proclaim his word. As he sends me, he sends hundreds of others. And most will not heed. Most will just go about their business. And they will be punished. Because he called, and they didn't hear. They would not hear. Take ye heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith Yahuwah. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up, a weeping and a wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness, a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them, neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts are fled, they are gone, and I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons. And I will make the cities of Judah desolate without inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness that none passeth through? And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein. The parallels with America and Judah are astounding. Was this nation not founded upon the law of our Heavenly Father, that founding document that declares we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal? Later on, they had an Articles of Confederation. These brother states and nations got together and said, let's defend each other from attack. Let's secure the liberty of our peoples together. Well, we're going into a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Cross the Border. Don't go anywhere.